The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Hey, folks. Play with Pain's Chet Waterhouse here. If you like my show, you're going to love The Producer's Guide, Todd Garner and Hollywood's Elite on Podcast One. Join host, accomplished Hollywood producer, Todd Garner. He's sharing his thoughts and stories on the movie biz and chats it up with A-list industry pals like Kevin James and Rebel Wilson, Adam Sandler, way, way more. This is a cool podcast. Download The Producer's Guide every Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Chet Waterhouse.
Oh, brother! Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My guest today, he's coming up soon. Hilarious comedian. He's got a new one-hour special on Comedy Central, James Davis. First, let me thank the folks that sponsor this podcast, For Real True Car, for all your car buying needs. And, of course, betonline.ag 2019, starting off huge way with betonline.ag's exclusive offer. Get this ultimate big game weekend experience in Atlanta for you and a guest. That's right, you could win it. Tickets, VIP tailgate, party, flight, hotel, and more. That's the ATL, baby. Visit betonline.ag, sign up for a free account, and enter in the contest. And as always, before we get to my guest, time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by Rain, freaking out LA drivers since 1771. NFL playoffs, Chiefs make a mess of the Colts like a kid buttering bread for the first time. Patrick Mahomes threw a TD pass with his tongue. That's right, he's amazing. Patriots make the Chargers look as clueless as a Mormon at a vape shop. Much like the Oscars, San Diego's offense, hostless. Rams irritated Dallas like an Uber driver with jasmine incense. In defeat, Jerry Jones vowed to build an even bigger stadium score. Board. The Saints, like that guy emailing you about Ukrainian brides, they just keep coming at you. Eagles, Darren Sproles, in defeat, 57 years old, became the oldest player to cut on his left leg and not crumble in agony. That NFL wrap-up brought to you by Pavlov's Dogs, the hot dogs you crave every time you hear a buzzer. Fan news at a local brewery, 100 Chicagoans tried to make the 43-yard field goal the Bears' Cody Parkey missed. They went 0 for 100 with 17 fractured coccyx and 4 unintended vasectomies. Well, that's cheap. NHL! Snoop Dogg jumped into the LA Kings broadcast booth, and that announce crew hasn't been that high since training camp on Mount Shasta. College hoops! Oh, brother, hang on. Bama beat Kentucky, and their fans poured onto the floor like the relatives of a double showcase winner on The Price is Right. Kentucky ain't that good this year. Golf! Matt Kuchar won in Hawaii. Said Kuchar, I was lucky. I got out early and beat the afternoon rivers of scalding magma. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1998. In yet another run-in with the law, Charles Barkley pleads not guilty to an assault charge. The charge was filed by a Titleist golf ball. This Waterhouse Update brought to you by Motorboats, the restaurant that's just a step beyond Hooters. Now it's talk time. My guest today, the rare stand-up comedian who's both funny and looks like he has enough self-esteem to do pretty good with the ladies, James Davis. James, how are you?
I'm great, man.
You look fantastic. You're from right here in Los Angeles, which is Spanish for the angles, I believe. Something like that. I can't remember. I don't know all the details. I don't have my stat man Jimmy here with me, but like the near South Central.
Yes.
Right?
Adjacent is the term I like to use. Yeah, I grew up in South Central, but like not in the boys in the hoods, like the minister society part of town.
Right, right.
My parents worked.
So
I was very blessed. I went to private school.
Wow, which one?
Crossroads in Santa Monica, where LeBron James Jr., a.k.a. Bronny James and Bryce James, go. Also, Baron Davis. You know, we put out a lot of stars, including myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Crossroads, let's see, what were they? The Crossing Guards. Is that, would that be the nickname of the sports teams?
Actually, we're the Roadrunners, but I feel
that's
like
not bad.
I feel like maybe we should make an amendment and be the Crossing Guards.
I think so. I think they at least
the basketball team.
Yeah, and maybe the wrestling team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because they got the belts.
Because they got
all
the guards.
Kind of I always eyeball my guess, and then I try to guess what kind of a athlete they would be based on their bodies. And I'm going to go with like a you look like a jiu-jitsu guy who then quit. you look like you were good at grabbing robes and things, and then you just went, I didn't make the Olympic team, to hell with this, and then just tossed somebody aside. What'd you do?
Well, first of all, I hate that I look like I was anything that quit. You know, there. By the way,
that's a writer's ability.
But I know, no, it's hilarious, hilarious. But actually, at the same time, if you're not a professional, everybody quit.
That's true. You can look up the ladder when you get to the top of the jiu-jitsu ladder and go, there is no money in this. There isn't even endorsements.
But my sport,
Bed Bath & Beyond, where do you go for robes? Ridiculous.
I need to go to Bed Bath & Beyond, by the way, because my apartment is atrocious right
if
now.
If you need a coupon, I've got 700,000.
I might need at least 2,000 of them.
I can hook you up.
But to answer your first question, I played golf in high school. And almost had a college golf scholarship.
But where?
To Hampton University.
Sure.
A historical black college.
Yes.
And I mean, maybe it's a little judgmental, but I just felt like playing golf at a historically black college isn't the same as like playing at like USC. So I just went to the better educational school.
Ow.
And I pretty much stopped playing golf. But I was nice.
You were good. You had a game.
I was good.
A whippet-like build.
Thank you.
Light. You're light. That's good for a golfer.
You know, you do have to be light and, you know, flexible and just bring that club on playing through the ball.
Mm-hmm. You still play?
Oh, yeah. I play wherever I can.
So, you do on a road? You take your clubs on a road?
I do. I take my. So I've played a lot of college golf courses, and then I've played like TPC, the one in Jacksonville where they have the Players Club. I went to the Masters this year.
You did?
I have a relationship with the PGA Tour.
It's an odd name for a course that's built on a plantation, but Masters, you know, very weird. But you have a relationship with the PGA?
Yeah, I'm heavy into the golf game.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Have you done that? Who's that guy? That guy who's got a real show. What's that guy's name? Dave Faraday.
Is it David Faraday?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Max? No, it's not Max.
Nah, it's Faraday. I know the show is called Faraday.
Yeah. You got to do that show. He's funny.
I would love
He's
to do that
guy.
Show. I kind of want to replace him, too. I kind of feel like they need, like, I want to be like the Arsenio Hall of the Golf Channel.
Oh, man. That's great. A talk show on the Golf Channel.
Yes.
Yes.
With a guy from South Central.
Up. Sure, and have a band there and a sidekick. Just do it right.
Phil Mickelson comes through and plays the saxophone.
Oh, brother, man. Sure, like, who did that? Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton, yeah.
That's right. Weirdly, yeah. That is wild. He could do it. Now, so your greatest athletic moment could be golf, could be anything, could be from when you were 7 years old. Who cares?
My greatest athletic moment has to be when I holed out for eagle on a par four, which almost is like a hole-in-one.
Yes.
Because I made it into the hole from, like, 130 yards out. And it was raining, didn't see my ball go into the hole, so I just walked up to the green, and in the puddle of water in the golf hole, I found my golf ball.
That touching anecdote brought to you by Commendables. We mend your clothes in your home while you watch. Man, that is beautiful. Now, Hood Adjacent, first of all, Comedy Central show.
Yes.
One of my favorite phrases in the history of television.
Mm-hmm.
Don't never blow another man's noodles. I love that phrase.
You can't. You can't.
Yeah, you guys can't. Were in the hood. You were trying to convince an actual hood guy.
Yeah.
From the hood.
He was very much a hood guy.
Yeah. You needed street cred. And you were at a little convenience store.
We were at a hood donut shop that sells blunts, swishers, cigarettes, and cup of noodles.
Cup of ramen.
So we had, of course, we bought the noodles and we had them prepare it. And then Yeah, the guy, his name is Stevie J. He's very hood. He did not go to private school. He has a background.
Right,
we'll just
right.
call that. He has a background.
Golf means something completely different to him. It's probably in the Kama Sutra. It's a position. He's
baby,
not.
Baby, I'm about to hit you with that golf.
Yeah.
Pass me the
<That's right.
laughs> wood. I don't know. Either way, yeah. So he
my
offered.
Caddy.
Oh. We were doing an experiment, and I had my white friend with me in the hood.
Yes.
And then he offered the noodles to the white friend. The white friend was about to accept the noodles. No, he asked the white friend to blow on the noodles, and yeah. that's where we got the rule.
Yeah, yeah, because then the white guy didn't understand.
He didn't.
That,
he was ready to blow.
Yeah, he was ready to blow in.
And that's not okay.
No, Stevie J went, no.
No, it's not
allowed. Don't never blow on another man's noodles.
Right.
Man, I love that.
Get
now, that,
that
had to take some stones because the whole premise of that show was exactly that, was to go in and sort of demystify this for a kid like you who grew up next to that neighborhood
mm-hmm.
and still make it work. In that very episode, that very bit,
mm-hmm.
like a guy walked over.
Yeah, yeah.
And just went, yeah, no, not in my parking lot.
I mean, that was essentially what he said. He asked the iconic question, where are you from? That was the first thing. And at that point, I was like, Comedy Central. I don't know if you see the cameras in the trucks back there. But yeah, no, that whole.
Meanwhile, your white cameraman's packing up.
No, they literally were. They're like, yeah, we got to go. This is turning bad very quickly.
We got an episode of Tosh we got to shoot.
But it was great because in that moment, I was less of a black comedian, and I actually identified more with my white friend because, you know, I know the area, but I don't hang out a lot. So I was as much of an outsider as him, and that's what the show is about. We're all hood adjacent in some way.
Yes.
Or country club adjacent or adjacent.
None of us are in. Adjacent.
We're all got a foot in and a foot out.
Look at me, never made the bigs. I'm calling the International Speed Fishing Championships, actually starting 2 weeks up in Cheddar Falls, Wisconsin. That's a combination, if you don't know, James, of speed skating and ice fishing. It's a team sport. Norway's won 11 years in a row. Japan, though, coming up fast.
Is that televised or strictly
online? No, it's online.
Yeah.
There is a court sketch artist who comes in and does renditions of what's going on. Baraka Flock of Flame.
No, I love sketch artists.
This is a whole thing you did. This is
that's how we. That's how I'm here. That was the start of everything.
Really?
Yeah, that was like my. That was what got me some momentum and people. Really, people don't recognize me from that because I have a face full of makeup on to make me look like
you
Barack.
Play Barack Obama in this.
Yeah,
he goes hardcore.
Yeah, I'm the head of the mother. Is it a clean show?
Yeah. Well, can we bleep?
Well, just
yeah, go for it.
I'm the head of the motherfucking state. That's how the song goes, and more of that. Yeah, I actually was on Inside Edition or something after I did that.
Wow.
I pissed off
The pinnacle.
I pissed off a lot of Barack supporters because it was still early in his presidency when black people were like, don't make fun of Barack. And
sure.
I was like, he's a president. I'm a comedian. It's what we do.
You got to do it. And then that warning brought to you by humility, the best damn character trait ever. I have noticed one thing about James Davis. You are sartorially aware. And comics today are not. If I see one more vintage Elvis Costello T-shirt on stage, I might have to kill somebody. You take a little time to on what you wear on stage.
Oh yeah, I mean, I grew up looking at your Eddie Murphys, your Chris Rocks, your Jamie Foxx's.
Yeah.
So I mean, the. Fashion-wise, those are the comedians that I really enjoyed. That leather. You got to have a little leather.
Leather in there.
Got to have a little leather.
Sure.
Leather to the black comedian is like gold chains to rappers. The more leather you're wearing, the more successful you are as
a comedian. It's like flannel to middle acts is what it is.
Yes.
It's like flannel shirt. Yeah, yeah.
It's like denim to a quarterback. I don't know. To Brett Favre.
So you focus. That's brilliant because I think it makes all the difference. Now, listen, everybody, my listeners, I got a bona fide, funny stand-up actor with me. Time for what I call James Advice Corner. Actual takeaway from the fantastic and funny James Davis. I'm going to ask you four questions. You just blast out actual honest answers. See if we can help some folks here.
Okay.
All right. One trick that helps you relax before an audition.
Ooh.
Is there anything you do to take it down a notch?
Prepare.
A lot of people do not.
Yeah, you know, memorize those lines.
Inside track.
Yeah, because when you know you don't have it all the way down, yeah, you're nervous.
Yeah, right. You're punching the confidence bag a little too hard when you haven't done the homework. All right, writing new stuff. You hit a wall. How do you break through?
I don't focus on the writing. I focus on the living and just existing. And I feel like the comedy comes to you. But if you force it, then you start writing jokes trying to be funny instead of writing jokes that reflect the humor that is already around us.
I can't even joke on that. That's right on the money. I ask every comic this, your best travel tip.
Oh, find the weed guy in every city.
Or, hey, maybe they'll find you.
Or they'll find you.
Yeah.
And if they can't find you, in your material on the first night, mention marijuana. And the guys with marijuana will find you after the show.
Yeah, that's their leather.
Yes.
Now, listen, some guy, some guy wants to start dressing nicer. I got a lot of people just working offices, regular jobs. But they're thinking after this podcast, maybe I should start dressing nicer. What's a first step to help a guy just dress a little nicer?
Watch a lead character in a primetime show or study music videos from contemporary. If you're a male artist, if you're a female artist, because those people have stylists, and the stylists know what's hot right now.
That's like a free stylist.
It's like a free stylist. Just watch TV and try to dress like the best dressed person on the show.
Brilliant!
That's my style.
That Advice Corner brought to you by UDrive, the app that lets you rent your own car to take you wherever you want to go. Hey, speaking of cars, 60 seconds, that's exactly how long this commercial is going to last. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. And the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, figure out what kind of leather pants you want to wear on the set tonight, listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or your home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop right up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. That easy. After that, you can bring your car in. They'll check it out with you together. You could ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or your trade-in on a new car. Get a new ride right there at TrueCar. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. All right, James Davis, hilarious. You got a Comedy Central special coming up. And me, it's time now for the Fiery Four.
The Fiery Four.
Yeah, I love that flame. These are sports takes, James, that are hotter than Ariana Grande in a Watsu pool. Fire number one. Is Nick Saban the last we'll ever see of the screaming grandpa coach? Is that era over from Alabama?
Oh, do I talk during this part?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. With my energy, it's hard to tell.
I didn't know if you were just going to push through these and we just get your takes. Is Nick Saban the last?
I got no takes. That's the frightening thing. At this point, I'm out of gas.
You know what? But honestly, he might be because, you know, we're really sensitive and, like, I mean, this is pretty dark, but, like, some kids have been, like, dying in practice and stuff.
Yeah,
you can't scream at kids like that anymore.
No, you need a younger guy to kind of relate a little better.
Exactly.
Fire number two. Did the Houston Rockets finally have Golden State's number?
No.
No?
No. No. James Harden.
Yeah.
In the regular season,
has everybody's
number.
Yeah, then it becomes the finals of Last Comic Standing,
right.
And he goes down.
Exactly.
He breaks his own ankle.
And then Chris Paul is always hurt.
That's true. He is always hurt. He's got a problem. I think he's got an inner ear infection.
Chris Paul's like that guy who has a comedy show that he hosts, but he never hosts. And it's always like a guest host there. Like, oh, you know, Jim, he's traveling. Oh,
yeah,
Jim, he booked something.
Bigger things to do. Fire number three. Nothing's on TV. What do you watch? NASCAR, hockey, soccer.
I'm taking hockey just for the violence.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys are ne'er-do-wells. They just happen to be from Canada.
I've never heard that phrase, ne'er-do-wells.
Ne'er-do-well. We're country adjacent to Canada, to that problem. And finally, fire number four. I'm going there. Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Whew. That's tough. That's, Ah, that's tough, but I'm going to go with the Saints. I saw some. I've seen something.
Just what I told my producer earlier today, the Saints.
I've seen something. I usually like them better after a natural disaster, but, you know,
yeah.
I think they got it either way.
Yeah, if one ain't coming, they'll make one.
Exactly.
Leave me down in New Orleans. All right, listen to me now. Wait a second. That fiery four, we finished that. Brought to you by tea. When there's no other choice but scalding water, try tea. All right, James, I understand you may have a pop quiz for me. You bone up on that while I tell the folks about betonline.ag. Hey, one of my 2019 resolutions, folks, was to make the podcast bigger and better, and what I'm about to offer exceeds anything I was expecting. Thanks to my friends at betonline.ag, a once-in-a-lifetime trip to the NFL's biggest game of the year. You heard that right, a weekend trip to the big game for two people. Happening. How do you enter? For a chance to attend the big game on February 3rd in Atlanta, sign up today on betonline.ag for all the information. I'm not sure what kind of gift you got this holiday season, but I'm betting, pun intended, that it's not as good as a paid flight, paid hotel, VIP tailgate party, and tickets to the big game for you and a friend. Our exclusive partners at betonline.ag have the golden tickets, and this is your opportunity to place a bet on yourself. Don't miss out. Promotion ends January 25th. Visit betonline.ag today. All right, three quick pop quiz questions. James Davis for me, baby. Oh, hang on. We got a theme song for this. You're going to like
all
this.
Right.
Boom, badly, pop, boom, pop, pop, pop quiz. I don't have any licensing problems.
No, that's got to be free.
Yeah. All right, pop quiz. Here we go.
All right. Sam Snead, legendary PGA golfer,
yes,
has 82 career wins. How many more wins is that than Tiger Woods? Career?
21.
Two.
Two.
Tiger has 80 PGA Tour victories. Sam Snead, 82.
Well, you know, there was a year I was in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, true.
I had monkey testosterone accidentally shot in me, so I was in a coma for like 2 years, so I missed those 18.
That's understandable. That's very understandable.
All right, I'm 0 for 1. Question number two.
LeBron James wears the number 23 on his Laker jersey. Who was the last player to wear the number 23 as a Laker?
George Mikan.
Wrong again.
I went back 700
years. You went
years.
Decades back.
The Minneapolis Lakers I went to.
Oh, you went to like the fifth famous white, the fifth whitest famous Laker.
Yeah, right under Paul McCaskey.
Cedric Ceballos.
Oh, man, I liked Ceballos.
Remember when he went like missing to go fishing?
That's right.
Middle of the season.
I'm over. Now that's a dedication. You know, boy, when somebody said, hey, Sed, they're biting, he just turned off.
Well, if they're biting, that's my priority.
All right, I'm 0 for 2, but let me see if I can save my dignity on the rubber question.
You know,
question number three from James Davis.
I probably saved the hardest for the last one. Michael Jordan wore Air Jordan shoes all but one time in his career. One time he wore a Nike basketball shoe that was another player's signature shoe. What was that player?
Larry Bird.
Yes, that is wrong.
Oh, man. You know, and for that moment, that's one of those classic moments that is excited and then deflated within a second, the way you phrase it.
A quick
it's like
drop.
This. It's like this. Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
Yep.
That's what I felt.
I really sold the yes.
Yes, well. You did.
But I know.
That's because you come from the acting place.
Yeah, yeah. I was a turn.
What? Who was it?
Penny Hardaway. Michael Jordan wore a pair of Anfernee Hardaways one time.
Wow, that's impressive. Oh, for three. Not unusual, but still painful and embarrassing. My guest today, the great comic James Davis. Follow him on Twitter at TheJamesDavis. That's the biblical the. Two E's.
Two E's.
And tell him about your Comedy Central special.
Listen.
When's it air?
The special airs January 11th. If it's past January 11th when you hear this, don't even worry because it's on the Comedy Central app as well. And the album is out on wherever Comedy Central puts their albums.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's called Live from the Town because I shot it in Oakland, and it's called
Oaktown,
baby.
Love it.
And it's a classic special. It's not about some deep message or me talking about Trump the whole time.
It's funny.
It's my best material out of 13 years of comedy into 1 hour.
And you have great material. So if he's saying it's the best, watch it, folks. Follow me on Twitter, Chet Waterhouse, at Chet Waterhouse, and follow my comedian buddy, at Real Jeff Cesario. James, thank you so much for being here, and thanks for tuning in. Support my sponsors, TrueCar and BetOnline.ag. Thanks, Jim. If you want more, I like calling athletes, Jim. Let's be honest. When you show up at the TPC, they don't call you Ruddy J.
No, they don't.
They call you Jim. If you want more of me this weekend, I'll be in Magma, Wyoming, calling the Molten Lava Sculpture Challenge. It's the first annual, and I'm going to bet it's the last annual. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.